I don't think you can forecast that far out. Obviously, we really wanted to keep Mac, but the money got prohibitive for us. So then the next step after losing such a talented player like that is to see if you can identify someone in the draft and hope that when you get an opportunity to pick at 20 that he's there. And that part worked out for us. But that wasn't the master plan back in February when free agency hit, you know, at the beginning of March, and saying, hey, if we lose him, we'll take Aguilar. You know, it's a little too far out in terms of who you're going to get and where everybody projects at that point in time.
So, Coach, it's Mike Mayock, and I probably would get fired at the network if I didn't ask you, how close did you really come, and how much examination did you do trying to move up from 20 looking at your former quarterback, Marcus Mariota?
We examined it. How close? I would say we were not very close, you know, in terms of the price that was being asked. I used the analogy the other day is that we drove into a very, very nice neighborhood and saw an unbelievable house. But when we found out the price of the house, we stayed in the car and never even got out of the car and drove in and took a look around. So, I mean, and I honestly would have done the same thing if I was Tennessee. I think he's an outstanding player, an even better person, and is going to be a heck of a player in the NFL. But I wouldn't have traded him if I had the number two pick.
So you were number three in points scored last year, number 22 in points allowed. After Aguilar in the first round, which was obviously a tremendous player at a position of need, Eric Rowe, we had a conversation about him a couple of weeks ago, and you really like this young man, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what he does.
Yeah, we do. You know, we do. And actually, well, the most interesting point is his first name is also Nelson, so I think we set an NFL record for the first-round picks of both named Nelson. But outstanding skill set, is a corner. He's had over 45 starts in his career at Utah, you know, 36 of them at safety, 9 at corner. I think that position versatility really jumped off the charts. And then when you just look at him from a height, weight, speed aspect, it's everything you're looking for. Tall, long, can run, can change direction. His three cones outstanding, his 20-yard shuttle's outstanding, his vertical jump's outstanding. He's physical. He's a hitter. Everything we're looking for. And then you add the intelligence factor and the character factor into it. We were trying to trade up a lot earlier than we got him, thinking he was going to go a little bit sooner there in the second round, but real fortunate to move up a couple spots and get him.
And is he the type of player, Coach, that 1 week could kick outside and cover Kelvin Benjamin, and the next week kick inside and cover one of those dominant tight ends in your league?
Yeah, I don't want to put too much on his plate, but that position versatility does really jump out at us in his ability to play both inside and outside.
And then, Coach, finally, how about an overview and how Jordan Hicks fits in to the Philadelphia Eagles defense?
Yeah, we felt that inside linebacker at the end of last season was a real big need for us to really bolster that position. We lost D'Amico Ryans halfway through the season, and, you know, him being our defensive captain and signal caller over there. And then we have another really talented linebacker in Michael Kendricks, but Michael also missed 4 games during the year. So in adding Kiko Alonso here in the offseason and now Jordan Hicks to learn from D'Amico and to learn from Michael and really provide us some adequate depth there. Also, you're getting an outstanding special teams player. We think he's a three-down linebacker, you know, can play both first, second, and really well for us in passing downs and third down situations. So a goal of ours was to see if we could get a three-down linebacker, and he was our top three-down linebacker in this draft, and be able to get him and pluck him in the third round, I think, was a real benefit to us, and we're excited about adding him to the group we got right now.
So finally for me, Coach, is it safe for the local, sporting goods stores to start selling Sam Bradford jerseys, in your estimation? Is it safe for them to start doing that?
Yeah, it was safe the day after we traded for him. I said we traded for him for a reason. He wasn't a bargaining chip for us in terms of moving forward. We got great confidence in Sam, just as we have in Mark and Matt, and those are going to be our quarterbacks as we move forward here. And we're real excited. We threw Tim Tebow in the mix, so we feel like we got 4 pretty good quarterbacks here that get ready to start with our first on-field stuff here on Monday.
Yeah, and, you know, there's 3 rounds left, and they would kick me off the set, Coach, or perhaps remove me from office if I didn't ask a Tim Tebow question. Mark Sanchez says that he is there essentially to throw to receivers while Sam Bradford recovers. Would you agree with that assessment of Tim Tebow's place in your organization right now?
No, I think everybody here that we bring to our organization is here to compete for a job, and that's what Timmy's going to do. He's an unbelievable competitor, and you know, if we were just going to have guys throw to drills, we'd take Mayock in the offseason and bring him down here. Nice. And let him throw to him.
Yes, I like that. He's a great camp arm. And one last question, because I'm wondering this.
He's a great camp arm, isn't he?
He's no question about it, because I'm wondering this as well as many people in the media. Are you aware of how much we're thinking about what you're thinking, and does that bring you any sort of glee that we're wondering what you're thinking almost all the time, Coach Kelly?
That's a little scary.
I don't think about what I think as much as you think about what I think.
Okay. I like that answer. I will accept it, Coach, and I appreciate you taking the time in the middle of the draft to come out of the building.
I had no idea where you were going with that question,
no,
Rich.
We're wondering, what are you thinking? I mean, all the time. I wake up, I go to sleep. That's what I think.
Were you wondering what that is?
Yes.
Were you wondering what my answer was going to be to that question?
Yes. Perfect example. Right there.
How'd I do?
Fantastic. I give you an A grade on that one. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Chip Kelly.
All right, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Chip Kelly of the Philadelphia Eagles. He goes back in. He's got 2 6 and a 7. We're back with